بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ ملکہ کلام فیضان محبت سے رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان. The sky is then we on the earth. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں. ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آہو فغاں ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا آیا. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں. جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں جب سنو گے داستان عاشقاں پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں پھر ملے گی تم کو بزم دوستاں. دوست تو یہ درد دل کا بوستاں ہے عطائے دوست بہرے دوستاں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں. جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان. سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زمان سینکڑوں جا کی ہے بارش ہر زمان ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا. جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوت عاشقاں ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں. جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو جس میں خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستاں جس میں خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستاں. دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں. جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں. جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں. کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستان جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں. جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفراں رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. اما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh رومی زمانہ تبریز وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, حضرت دامت برکاتہم, explained that Hazrat has come to teach us what is the real purpose of life, to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, generally, we think that to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make ibadat, that is the most important thing. More important than that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever a person does out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is most concerned and worried whether Allah is happy with me or not. Reward, that is on its place. But more he is worried that Allah ta'ala should be happy. So Hazrat is explaining, when a person has got that condition, then rush karta hai zameen par aasma, then even the skies, Allahu Akbar, they envy the earth, that such people, such honorable people are on the earth, that the skies, in other words, even the malaika, envy these majalis where the Ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are sitting. As it is mentioned, that tanzilu rahma in the zikri salihin, fadlan an wujudihim, that just by thinking and talking about the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's rahmat descends. So when they are present, then how much of Allah's mercy? So the malaika, they envy these gatherings and they look for these gatherings. As it is said so beautifully, that Allah ta'ala has beautified the skies with the beautiful stars. And what is the beauty of the earth? What is the stars of the earth? The Ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah. And these shine up to the people in the heavens, that is the malaika. That is when they envy these gatherings. So Hazrat explains, what is the reality of this gathering? What we should come, what intention, and what we should be making dua to get in these gatherings. Hazrat is saying, kya kahu main darde dil ki daasta, jiski barkat se mili aao fuga. That what can I tell you, the story of gaining this, the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, a person realizes that my object of life is to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which outwardly, love is painful. And in the beginning it seems difficult. But as a person gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes enjoyable. Getting up middle of the night on a cold night for tahajjud, how he enjoys it, people cannot understand that. And so Hazrat says that, what can I tell you, the story of Darde Dil, where we learn this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the heart. Then what is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that now a person becomes totally annihilated, and he doesn't have any air or airs about himself, that I am a buzurg or I am a pious person. But now all the time, as Hazrat has explained to us, Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught, that taqwa in reality is that now in front of you, your faults start coming in front of you. That all the time you got no time to look at other people. All the time now you only see your own shortfalls, and you're begging Allah Ta'ala for Islam and for forgiveness and to correct yourself. So Hazrat says, what can I tell you of the real story of pain of the heart, of getting this love of Allah Ta'ala? What is the sign of that? That through the barakat of this, now a person will get the sa'u fuham. All this time, this deep sigh of regret. In other words, making tawbah, making istighfar. Not that a person starts thinking that I am better than somebody, or I am a great sheikh, etc. Now a person just worries that what is going to be my position in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, then the greatest ummati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the time they concern and worry. How many times Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu used to make the dua, that if my mother didn't give birth to me,
Or if I was just a bird flying around, why that worry and concern that tomorrow I have to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat? What is going to be my position? So this is the reality. When the love of Allah comes in the heart, then you're looking at Allah's greatness and you realize how useless and how weak are you, that where can you present any ibadat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that is the sign that a person all the time is engaged in istighfar, in tawbah, and in concern and worry. Then Hazrat explains that how mubarak is this. Ho mubarak tujhko ae aao fuha, unki janib se karam paya aya. That all this pain of the heart, of regret and sorrow and worry, how did I spend my life making tawbah, this which Allah Ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh has explained so beautifully, that when you learn the love of Allah, you learn to take the name of Allah Ta'ala like that also. Allah. Allah has put the pain of the heart, that, oh Allah, you are so beloved, you gave me this life, but I was unmindful of you. So in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has kept that tawbah, that sigh of grief and regret, and a person feels ashamed about his life, and a person is making tawbah all the time. Hazrat says that mubarak when you get this condition, because now all the time Allah's special mercy, Allah's karam, Allah's kindness will descend upon a person. And Hazrat explains in front that when will Allah Ta'ala's karam and kindness come upon a person? When a person now totally annihilates himself and he realizes that I'm totally nothing and all the time begging forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah's special mercy comes upon it, that person. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That in the spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one very important aspect is that humbleness. That you will humble yourself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not an outward show like myself, just pretending to be humble. But that reality, a person realizes in his heart that I am the worst servant on the face of the earth. Yet Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Before you eat your food, you think, Ya Allah, me and you gave me this food, and how I'm ungrateful I am. And that is when Allah Ta'ala's karam, Allah's mercy descends upon such a person. So further Hazrat explains, Jab sunoge daasta aashika, phir milegi tumko bazme dosta. That Hazrat says, that you see this beautiful gathering, how enjoyable, everybody wants to come here, and what they getting. But when will you get this gathering? When you sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you listen to their talks and their lessons, with the intention that you want that nur to penetrate your heart also, that love of Allah ta'ala to penetrate your heart. Then, when you sit with this intention and you make dua to Allah and you take the lessons from our mashayikh, from our shaykh, and we practice upon it, then as Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi said so beautifully, that a person who thinks that he is nalaik, he is totally rotten, useless, then that person don't have to be worried. He gives a beautiful example. He says the example of that person is like the thorns in the garden. The thorns in the garden, so to say, complain to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That, oh Allah, we are thorns. Who loves thorns? Nobody loves thorns. The housewife is going to tell the gardener, take out all the thorns, get rid of it. So, oh Allah, you created us thorns. We got no value. We can be thrown away. Allah Ta'ala, so to say, told the thorns that you do me one favor. If you do just one favor and see what honor you will get. So they ask, oh Allah, what should we do? Allah says, you just stay in the company of the roses. If you stay in the company of the roses, my thorn, your value will become the value of the rose. That now if the rose is sold for 20 rand, you'll be sold for 20 rand. The rose is given to a beloved, you'll be given to a beloved. But then Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, that thorn in the garden that stays under the company of the roses also, it can stay for 10,000 years, it will always remain a thorn. But thorns like myself, if we just come in the company of the true roses, the Ahlullah, who are far more blessed than the roses of the garden, and we come with the right intention, and we make dua to Allah, that oh Allah, that nur of the love of Allah that is in the heart, that kayfiyat ihsan, all the time in your thoughts, then Allah Ta'ala will make it such that you are a thorn, but through the blessings of this gathering, Allah will make you a rose. And now you will have gatherings like this. And you will be surprised, people asking you for dua. So Hazrat is saying that when you hear the stories of the friends of Allah, that all as our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, when we come in the company of our mashayikh, then keep our mouths closed, keep your ears open, and keep your eyes open. Like a child when comes in the world, the eyes, the ears are open, then the eyes open up, and when the child starts talking, whatever it saw and it hears, it talks. That language also. So exactly the same in the company of your mashayikh, of your ustads, etc. If you keep your ears open, your eyes open and your mouth closed, that I know nothing, then when you, Allah makes you start talking, then see, people will rush to listen to your bayans. As Hazrat further says, Dosto ye darde dil ka bosta, he atai dost, dehre dosta. That, oh friend, this beautiful garden here that we see of this majlis of darde dil, that we, here we come to learn about the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how beautiful and enjoyable this majlis is. And the Hazrat says that this is atai dost, dehre dosta. That this is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given this beautiful ocean where you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives this to His special friends. So this only the special friends of Allah ta'ala get these Mubarak gatherings, who sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who has got the link with their mashayikh. Then you get the spiritual strength and the spiritual nur that comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab zameen par rote hai mustaghfira, rasht karta hai zameen par aasma. And what we will learn in this gathering, as we have, Hazrat has mentioned in the beginning, and our Hazrat teaches us all the time, that a person starts realizing that, what a filthy person I am. I think I am performing salah, but where is my salah? I'm just causing, wasting my salah all the time. I'm just, I don't know whether there's any percentage or 0% accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that person all the time is making istighfar, tawbah. And when a person makes istighfar and tawbah, you crying on the earth, but the heavens are envying you. That's what a person. He is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, through the beloved lips of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ. That the crying and the pain of the heart of the sinful servants of Allah, who realize that I just wasted my life, my youth I wasted, the prime of my life, and now through the barakat of this majalis, a person makes tawbah, istighfar, then he is crying in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is more beloved than those pious servants that are reading tasbih also. Because this is like that lost child that they've got lost in turmoil passing his life, and now he realized, let me go back to my father. Let me become a humble child. So it's like a person, a slave that ran away from his master, comes back, how much his master shows love to him. So like myself, and this is what is the crux and the main thing of these Mubarak gatherings. It's not here that we come here and think that I must get khilafat, I must become a big sheikh and have a majalis. No, I have to learn to realize that how useless I am, how full of faults, and all the time making istighfar, tawbah. And we see this is the friends of Allah. The closer they get to Allah Ta'ala, Khalilullah is making dua, وَلَا تُهْرِنِي يَوْمَ يُبَسُونَ. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace me. The greatest ummati, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at Multazam, is making dua, إِلَهِ عَبْدُكَ الْعَاصِيَ طَاقَ. Said, oh Allah, your most sinful servant has come to you. The best servant in the eyes of Allah. Accepted, and Allah has mentioned in the Quran Kareem His praises. Yet, this didn't go to, they realize that we are totally useless. Till we don't meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till our last breath. So this reality, if Allah ta'ala can just give me an iota of this reality and realize, this is why we come here. Hazrat further mentioned, Sekro jaaki hai barish har zama, aise jaan par jo fida ho, tujh pe ya. Then Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains, when that person is engaged in istighfar and tawbah, then the floods of the mercy of Allah is descending upon that person. Then upon such a person, Hazrat says, that flood that is descending from the heavens, the rahmat of Allah that is engulfed in, then we can sacrifice thousands of rains that are coming down on the earth. The Allah Ta'ala is sending beautiful rains down. The earth is becoming so lush. But this person, Allah's rahmat rain is falling upon him. So how beloved is that? Jab bhi dekha sukoot-e-aashika, unki khamoshi hai rashke sad baya. Hazrat explains that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes they engage in istighfar and tawbah, sometimes they are just quietly making muraqabah and thinking of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua-e qalbi, etc. So Hazrat explains that when you see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are just quiet, then Allahu Akbar, that the quietness of theirs is so envied, all the time it is envied. Because that person is in such connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which you can't imagine. A person that is making muraqabah, thinking of the qudra, greatness of Allah, even the malaika don't know about his ibadat. At that time when Allah Akbar, that ibadat is 70 times more greater than reading tasbih, etc. And that is why the pious servants of Allah has mentioned, and Allah Ta'ala says, "Kunu masadifin." Just be with the pious servants. Allah didn't say come and listen to their bayan. Just by sitting by them, they have got that connection with Allah, Allah's rahmat is descending. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, a great sheikh of his time, used to say that if a person can't benefit in my silent majlis, he'll never able to benefit in my talking majlis. And we see Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mostly used to be silent, but what great stalwarts were formed from that majlis. So when the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly they look like they're quiet, but they are talking to Allah in their heart, and they are making contact with Allah ta'ala, or they are right by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jiske aab o gil mein dard dil na ho, jisram khaak ki hai faqad e dosta. Now Hazrat is explaining that the reality, that myself, if we come to this majalis regular also, but we don't make an effort and dua, make our wazifas, etc., and get dard-e dil, and make an effort for the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the pain of the love of Allah? That for a moment I mustn't displease Allah. Allah must not be unhappy with me. And when I leave the world, Allah must be most happy with me. And my first Hazrat says, if in your body that is made of sand and water, if you don't have the pain of the love of Allah and you're just passing your life, it doesn't matter. If you look at any woman, it doesn't matter to you. You are concerned of the sports, etc. It's important to you. And you're not worried that Allah must be happy with me. And Hazrat says that you are just an embodiment of sand. You are nothing. Don't fool yourself. You got no value whatsoever. So our value is not our car, it's not our clothing, it's how much of this love of Allah penetrates the heart. Dar dila dar dil mera mustarib rahe tere liye, he yahi bas haasile har do jahan. Hazrat explained that what is the sum total and the crux of these bajalis and the crux of life is that now a person has got such a heart that is restless all the time. Oh Allah, you should be happy with me. Oh Allah, are you happy with me? And we see the pious servants of Allah, as Hazrat has taught us the dua, that Allahumma kullana waj'alna. Oh Allah, be ours, make us yours. And this is how a person has to make his zikr also. And this worry and concern, myself, let me think today, did I ever make dua today, Allah, please be happy with me. So if we are concerned of this is the dua we'll be making. So this restlessness has to come in a person. How we restless, I must pass this exam or that. We have to be restless that Allah Ta'ala should be happy with us. And regular if we come here, inshallah, with the correct intention, inshallah that drop will fall in the heart. Jab se tera gham mila hai e khuda, rehta hai har waqt akhtar shadma. Hazrat explains the sum total of these majalis. Hazrat says that, oh Allah, through the barakat of my mashayikh and this gathering, when I got this worry of pleasing you all the time, it's a worry outwardly, but this worry of yours is such a worry that has given me such a life of enjoyment. Now I just live in happiness all the time. So when a person is concerned and worried and make an effort to stay away from sin, that person will have an enjoyable life. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafaa. والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very important point that we learn is that we know people, almost everyone today, we hear it all the time, we've got halat, conditions. Somebody, there is a health problem, themselves or in the family, financial problems, domestic problems, all are facing problems as an individual, as a family, as a community, the whole ummah also, what we are going through. So to overcome this, Allah Ta'ala did not leave us just like orphans, then we got nowhere to turn to. The grave, where we have to turn to is to turn to Allah. Whenever we have got a problem, the first thing is we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah alone is the solver of problems. There is nobody else and nothing else besides Allah Ta'ala. We are permitted to resort to other permissible means also. Like you got a health problem, you go to doctor, you take treatment, no problem. But the first how we must turn is to Allah. And while we taking that treatment also, then also our attention must be more focused to Allah. It should not be that we are just talking this doctor, that doctor, and then we become doctors in the process. We know so much about that medicine and about that, but we haven't found Allah still. Even Allah brought that condition to find Him and to turn to Him. But in that we became doctors, we became lawyers, we became everything else. But we didn't find Allah. So we should turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala, how do we turn to Allah Ta'ala? The same thing is by A'mal. By our actions we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Make Salatul Hajah. Ask ourselves, we have got problems, did we make Salatul Hajah? We all have got serious problems. There's a health problem, there's a domestic problem, whatever. But did we make Salatul Hajah and ask Allah Ta'ala for help? Did we seriously make dua? Or just by the way, casual, that we make dua? Or did we seriously make dua for our problems? Sadaqah. What a great sabab Allah Ta'ala has given us. Charity. Charity is a very great thing Allah has given us, that the problems and halat which have come down by charity, they are sent back again. Those which are still coming down are stopped and they go away also. So charity should be also a regular feature in our lives. So charity also, even small amounts, so much it has come, even with a piece of a khajur. But actually we should give something that we feel it. That is something I have given. And you're just giving little bit, 50 cents, one, it's good, alhamdulillah. But when we give so much, one student, mashallah, when he had to give, I was very surprised. I told him I must give charity. Afterwards I asked him, he said, yes, I gave 1,000 rand. A student. How much does he get? But he gave 1,000 rand to overcome that problem he had. So charity like this also, and Allah becomes very happy with that also. Then do a tawbah and istighfar. We can't do without that. Because our problems are because of our sins, in most cases. Our problems are because of our sins. And then whatever we have done wrong, and Allah comes to us, He comes in various forms. Allah won't come Himself and come and hit us, come and shout us. Allah will send some problem to us. So the way is to come out of it to make Allah happy. And that is tawbah istighfar. And we should try and make this compulsory upon ourselves. The word in the hadith comes, man lazimal istighfar. A person who makes istighfar compulsory, in other words, all the time. And one is just by word also, alhamdulillah, that's the starting point. But that really, I am the wrongdoer. I am the problem. But this whole thing, all things that are happening, it's because of me. And we find great buzurgs, this was their condition. That we are the cause of the droughts, they went out of the country. Because of me, the rains are not coming. So like that, genuinely they felt themselves guilty. So that is very important. And what a thing Allah gave us, Durood Sharif.
Durood Sharif is such a ibadat that Allah will dispel. And how many, 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 if we can read the kitabs on the virtues of Durood, we will see that what problems people hate, communities hate, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah took away that. Then check ourselves again, myself, all of us, and this he said, so that it comes into me. Not that it is in me and I'm telling others, you must also do it. We are all in need and we are very neglectful. So Durood Sharif is another very, very great ibadat. So these are the ways to overcome problems that we have got. To turn to Allah, and then Allah is so kind that he has showed us the means of turning to Allah, the ways of turning to Allah. And this is all in the sadqa of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam yajidka dhalan fahada. Did we not find you? You didn't know how to come to us. We opened the ways. We showed you all this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hid in his heart, even before he was made a Nabi. No, wahi came, but there is one Allah, and we have to turn. But how do you turn? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go to the cave of Hira, etc. Make not ibadat, walk around and seeking Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala opened the way. So Allah give us tawfiq of that, and let us bring this within us and inform other people also. Then also, in the same strain, many of us in our areas, in our families, we know that wrong things are happening. Things we can't agree with. For example, music, photography, TV, intermingling of sexes, freely, unrestricted, all these things, lot of things are happening. Now, how do we solve this problem? Unfortunately, most of us, we don't even take it as a problem. Others just casual some remarks. See now what the people are doing. See what these people are doing now. But it is also that we choose these means in order to sort it out. As much as we can. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when he sees the right fikr in one person also, on that Allah changes condition. Few people, the whole world, the whole country can be one side. And you have few people, you can't do much, you haven't got physical power, you haven't got that authority, government is not in your hand, police force is not in your hand, the army is not in your hand, but what can you, that fikr you have, that genuine fikr. One Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, rahmatullah, it was his fikr, which translated in the whole world, Allah Ta'ala turned it around. With that one fikr of that one person, and all our buzurs that fikr. So we should have that fikr and also choose these means. Duas, namaz, salatul haja, and also one thing in there, shukr also. All the ni'mat Allah has given, don't focus on that one problem only. But Allah has given us so many of his ni'mat, don't forget all those ni'mat. It is like, for example, you bought clothes for your children, for Eid, for whatever, some occasion. You bought everything, but you forgot to buy one hanky. Or you forgot one small thing, and the child now is crying of that. And he's not making shukr, you bought my shoes, you bought my clothes, you bought everything. And you bought the best, and you bought two of each. But that one shoelace you didn't bring, one hanky you didn't bring, and the child is just going on with that. You will also feel, what about all the other things? So Allah's untold ni'mat, we can't ever imagine. But what we focus on, just that one problem we got. No, we should first think of all, make shukr to Allah, namaz of shukr. That, Ya Allah, this ni'mat you have given me. That in itself, if that comes, it will lighten our burden already. That problem that, Ya Allah, I've got this problem, but how many other ni'mat you have given me? And if I compare myself with somebody else, I've got this problem, I lost my leg, Allah save us. But that person is like mad, his mind is not working, he's like a mad person. That person, other one has got this problem, how lot of problems. In that way also, our burden will become lighter. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq, inshallah. We are very fortunate. We have two, mashallah, very distinguished guests with us today. One is brother Dr. Safi Sia, mashallah, all the way from Australia. He's visiting his friend, Ahmed Bhai, Parak, mashallah. Cousin, mashallah. He came and visited us. When we went there, mashallah, Dr. Safi was close there. And today he has blessed us with his presence. And we've got brother Irfan. Brother Irfan is from Bombay, and for about 4 years now, I think he wants to come here. But he couldn't come twice, his visa was refused also. And here is a case we have, he told me, I think twice he told me today, that he did that amal of 100,000 istighfar. Then he got his visa. He said, I completed my amal and I got my visa. Twice it was refused. Now he's got his visa, and from long he's desiring to come, and he's come and to spend time. At the same time, we have to take lesson from where they coming to take benefit, and we are just here. So how much are we benefiting from these majalis of our Kabir? They're not our majalis. We are just out the puppets in front here. But this is the teachings and the majalis of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmat, of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh. Also, one very important thing that we should speak about, these ash'ar, maybe some of us, we are now so used to it that we take it like a formality or just customary that ash'ar are read, they are translated. But these ash'ar, they are the big dynamic capsules for our ruhani transformation. Hazrat, many khulafa, great ulama, really now it's also sad, but after Hazrat left this world, then we realize who Hazrat is. And Hazrat's ash'ar also, now people are beginning to realize, people of high caliber, Allah put it in our hearts also, that what it is and where we want to reach and what we want to make of ourselves, in all the ash'ar, it is in, and said in a very poetry, it's beautiful, it's appealing. Hey, Allah said it in this, Hazrat put it in a very beautiful way. It is in Urdu, but we try, nobody can do justice to the translation. But we try, so we should pay attention to that. And really, if a person just learns Urdu just to understand these ash'ar, it will be very greatly worth his while. And try and understand the mizaj of Hazrat, his nature. And then this ash'ar, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali himself said that at the age of perhaps 65 or something, round about there, suddenly this ash'ar silsila started. Before it wasn't there like that. And Hazrat says, I used to be fast asleep, and I just wake up middle of the night. And my hand just goes to my pen, and I just start writing. Like usually, all these things, you want to write an essay, you have to write a poem, you have to think so much and make it and rhyme the words. He said, it's just by naturally it just came. And when it stopped again, it stopped also just like that. Suddenly it just went away and it was finished again. So we are very fortunate we have this. We should appreciate it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Here we read in this kitab of the letters that were sent to Hazrat for the people's reformation. And from their condition, and many of us, similar conditions we go through, so we benefit also from the same thing. This person writes here, in the continuation of his letter, لیکن اکثر اوقات جی ایسا چاہت ہوتا ہے کہ ذکر میں بھی نہیں لگتا اور دعا میں بھی یہ دل چاہتا ہے کہ جلدی جلدی سے دعا مانگ کر جان چھوڑا لوں. He says that he had good condition, good what Allah had joined. But he says those times also come that I just don't enjoy my zikr. I don't enjoy my dua. And I just feel, just let me finish off now. My dua also just somehow just finish it, whatever I have to read. And this happens to all of us. There is a condition which we all face also. Sometimes we enjoy our ibadah. Other times our heart is not in it and we're just doing it for the sake of doing it. And we just want to finish it. حضرت سے گزارش ہے کہ میرے حق میں دعا بھی فرمائے اور کوئی ایسا طریقہ بھی تحریر فرمائے کہ اول ذکر کیفیت مستقل ہو جائے. Then he asks for du'as, and that first condition of enjoyment in zikr, in du'a, all that must be permanent all the time. So Hazrat replies, which is in the hadith also, a similar reply, halat yaksa kisi ke nahi rehte. Nobody's conditions remain the same. The up and downs come to everyone. So that is a great consolation for many of us who get very perturbed when I'm not enjoying my ibadat, my zikr, and I'm just doing it as a formality, etc. No problem with that. In fact, qalb ke maana badalne ke hai, inqilab usi se hai. The very meaning of qalb, heart, is a thing that does not remain on its place. It keeps on changing. And this is not only the condition of the heart, but physically also. One doctor explains of Lahore, who was a heart cardiologist, make heart operations. He says when we take out the heart of a person and we leave it, that now it's got no connection with the body, but it doesn't stay, it just keeps on moving all the time. So this is what the heart is. Its condition keeps on changing also all the time. And also we have to make lot of dua that it just Allah can change the heart. It's between the fingers of Allah, which means in Allah's full control. Allah can turn it this way, that way, at any time. So Allah turn it towards good for us always. Ya muqallib al-qulub. We must always make these duas to Allah Ta'ala also. So Hazrat says this happens and it changes also, the heart changes. Maqsood, this is important, maqsood amal hai. The object is to do what we have commanded to do. The amal is not the condition, not the kayfiyat, not the quality. What we are supposed to do, we have to make 5 times namaz a day, all with the details, that is what we must do. Now, to enjoy the namazes, it's not from our side, it's not in our hands. Allah gives that condition, alhamdulillah. Allah doesn't give it, still alhamdulillah. But we have to do what we have to do. So when these difficult conditions come, we must just carry on doing what we have to do. A nice example of that also is that if you are traveling on the freeway, very nice traffic, and usually all countries' freeways are maintained very well. Other roads, side roads, etc., they're not worried about. The freeways are maintained, so you are moving very well, but they're doing some maintenance work, and you have to go off the freeway on the side, perhaps sometimes a gravel road also. So that road is not good. Your object is to reach your destination. So if your object was just to drive on a nice road, then you won't want to drive there. But your object is to reach your destination, then there also, but you'll be more careful. Your speed is going to drop also. You're going to be much more careful also. You carry on, but soon, once that stretch is finished, you'll be back on the freeway. So just like that also, on our journey to Allah, the times come when Allah takes us off that freeway. So that time, be also very careful. But carry on. You'll be back on the freeway again. And you'll be moving towards Allah Ta'ala. So maqsood amal hai. The object is to do the amal. Kha kaifiyat se ho ya baghair kaifiyat ke. Whether you're enjoying it or you're not enjoying it, that is not the object. If you get the enjoyment, by the way, alhamdulillah. If not, no problem. Lekin be kaifiyat amal ka ajar sawab ziyada hai. The ibadat you do without enjoyment, the reward of it is more greater. Yeah, you getting that kayfiyat, enjoyment, but without enjoyment. And ulama, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explained, like when you're doing it with enjoyment, it's very easy. Now your object and your purpose has come that enjoyment, not the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So you are doing it really for your nafs and not for Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, a father tells his son, go and buy something for me from the shop. Now he used to go walking, he doesn't like it. But he gives him the car key, go, yeah, now he's happy. But now he's not doing it really to serve his parent, but he got the car today. So now he's happy. And if he goes walking also, now he's not enjoying it. But that reward is more greater. So just like that with Allah Ta'ala, when we don't enjoy, many of us we feel now, Allah doesn't like me, Allah is punishing me. That's not the case. That ibadat is more valuable. And it has got more sincerity also. You're not doing it at all for your enjoyment. It's solely for Allah's pleasure. Allah reward our buzurgs. And these are very important points. If we really, really take them to heart, many of our problems get solved. Kyunki nafs ko mehnat zyada mehsoos hoti hai. And when a person makes this ibadat like this without that enjoyment, then the nafs has to make much more mujahada. To make that ibadat with enjoyment is easy. You just carry on and you're enjoying it. But you're not enjoying it and you still have to do it. Now your nafs is making much more mujahada also. Mere dimaag is off ke bina par, then he writes here, because his weak Hazrat had prescribed for him, less zikr. Because mental weakness he's got, his brains are weak. So Allah, Hazrat had prescribed, so he asked, must I carry on with that or what should I do? Hazrat says that when you have this weakness, make your zikr half. So your extra zikr which we do, our basic what Allah has prescribed for us, 5 times namaz, all the 4 rakats of Zohar, 3 rakats of Maghrib, that we can't change. That is. But the Shaykh has prescribed for you, and because of your weakness or you don't have time, and the Shaykh gave you permission that when you are in that condition, you can make half of your zikr. No problem. Carry on with that. So that zikr also is not really the object. Right? The object is your islah and your reformation. And this reformation in an islah, what is it really? It is just to give up the what we talk about islah, is to give up permissible things for a certain period. When you do that, Allah puts in you that capability to save yourself permanently from haram things. For a limited period, give up permissible things. And then permanently Allah will save you from all haram things. And this we learn from Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you require taqwa, and taqwa is that you gain that control over yourself, that you stay away from halal things. In Ramadan, what are we asked to stay away from? Our food, our drink is halal, your wife is halal for you, but just for that period of the day, from Subah Sadiq till sunset, don't go near this. If we do this properly, then Allah will create that ability in us to stay away from haram permanently. So this is which Allah has made for the whole ummah. And then those who become conscious that more I must get this in me, that I must stay away from all haram, then Allah has made the system. You go to a sheikh for 40 days, 4 months, and there are many permissible things that he'll stop you from, that you don't do those permissible things. But when you abide by it and you do it properly, then Allah creates that capability in you that permanently you stay away from haram. And if we don't do this, we suffer the consequences even in our dunya's life. Like for example, a person is a diabetic. He knows that sweet things are not good. I'm not supposed to have them. But when you haven't got control of your nafs, now it's there. You have gone for a dawah. Everyone is eating. Now you can't control yourself. Though you know it's harmful for you, but you indulge in it. And you feel that I'll just take an extra injection today, insulin injection. I'll double my dosage of medicine. But that's not the thing is, you must stay away from it. So it harms us in our dunya things also. I know at this time I must not be talking how I'm talking, swearing, becoming angry, accusing, etc. But we haven't got control over our nafs. Allah save us, even sometimes the 3 talaqs are spoken. And then your whole life you have destroyed yourself, your family, your children, just because you didn't learn how to control yourself. So important it is what we call islah, what we call tarbiyat,
And when a person does this, then he comes in the domain now where he's pleasing Allah. And he just carries on pleasing Allah until he reaches the stage that Allah is pleased with him. And then the joy Allah puts in his heart there, nobody can imagine what that joy is. May Allah bless us with these realities. This is all what we read and of our buzurgs. May Allah put that reality into our hearts, inshallah. In this kitab, we are reading about pride and vanity. Pride, that we think others are low, I'm better than them, which is totally haram. And vanity, that I think I'm good. Even if I don't think others are bad, but I'm pious. That is also totally haram. To think of oneself as good, that is also haram. And there are various reasons which we have explained all the time. That one reason for that is that a person then feels that now I've reached my destination, I've become good. So he doesn't progress more. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh has put the solution of it in just 2-3 words so beautifully. Ke nek banna faraz hai, to become righteous and pious, to become a muttaqi, it is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think I am pious, this is haram. Because if I think I am now pious, I've passed now. Now finished, I don't have to study anymore. I don't have to worry of going to classes anymore. I've passed now. But when you feel I haven't, they still have to go further. So you progress all the time. And also, the minute you feel that I've made it, I'm now, I've become pious. And you have that attitude now that you are satisfied with yourself. Then you start retrogressing. You're going backwards then. As long as you have the worry, I must move forward, you will get better. You will better yourself. But the minute you feel that I'm alright, then that is the point where you start falling. And you fall more faster than what you went up. Further, it has come in the hadith. Hadith mein warid hai, jo apne ko mitaye, aaye, aur tawazu ikhtiyar kare, to Haq Ta'ala usko izzat aur balandi ata farmata hai. A person who, and he liates himself, and he feels that I am the lowest, Allah makes that person the highest. Pas ye apni nazar mein haqeer hota hai, magar makhlooq ke nazar mein ba'izzat aur kabeer hota hai. This person in his eyes, he is small now. And he feels like that, and not feels genuinely, he feels, I am nothing. But Allah makes him big in the eyes, him big in the eyes of the people. People have respect for him, and they honor him. Or jo apne ko bara samajhta hai, and a person who thinks I'm big, I'm great, I'm pious, there's nobody like me, usko Allah Ta'ala zaleel farmate hai. Allah disgraces such a person. بس وہ لوگوں کی نظروں میں حقیر ہوتا ہے اور اپنی نظر میں برا ہوتا ہے. Now this person in the eyes of the people, he is useless. In his own eyes, he thinks I'm somebody big. حتیٰ کہ مخلوق کے نظر میں وہ سور اور کتے سے بھی برتر ہوتا ہے. So much that in the eyes of the people, he's even worse than pigs and dogs also. And he himself is happy. I'm somebody very, very, very great and somebody very big. But the people think of him as very, very low. Then in Mishkat Sharif, the solution is given very beautifully. And Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should usually explain this solution. جب اپنے سے بڑی عمر والے کو دیکھے تو یہ کہے کہ وہ ہم سے بہتر ہے. When you see somebody older than yourself, then say it to yourself, he is better than me, کیونکہ ان کی طاعت ہم سے زیادہ ہے. He has obeyed Allah much more. He has made so many more namazes. If he's 5 years elder than me, 5 years of namazes. Every day 5 times namazes. Multiplied by the day and the week and the month and the year. So he has got so much more ibadah than what I've got. All other things, he's tilawat, he's zikr, so much more. So he's better than me. unki itaat humse zyada hai aur iman wa maarifat mein humse barhe hue hai. In everything he's got more maarifat of Allah, he's got more obedience of Allah. Aur agar apne se umar mein chote ko dekhe, and when you see somebody younger than yourself, to ye kahe ki wo mujhse behtar hai, he is better than me. In which way? Kyunki unki maasiyat mujhse kam hai, because his gunahs are much less than me. He is 5 years younger than me, so his gunas are much more less than what my gunas are. So he is better than me. So in every way a person realizes that others are better than me. And very fortunate is that person who really realizes this, that others are better, I am the lowest of all. Allah loves that, and that is what we have to try and acquire. Then also at the same time, we know the world, with children go to school, we go to counselors, they teach you that you must think that I'm the best, I'm somebody, you must have pride, everything, I'm somebody. That is not the Islamic way. It is completely the opposite of what Islamic teachings are. There they teach you that you must have self-confidence. Here we are taught you must trust in Allah. That without Allah's help I can't do anything. But it doesn't mean, on the other hand, that now you just become nothing. And you have to make your effort. But I can't do anything without Allah. So much as the story that we are reading in Ma'arif Masnavi, that if we don't say insha'Allah, we trust ourselves, I will achieve this, I will do this, that person is open the doors of his destruction. As long as you say, Allah will help me, I trust in Allah, I seek Allah's help, Allah's help will be with a person. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us these realities, and let us get our relations, our matters with Allah also correct, and with the creation also, our matters become correct. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.